After putting considerable thought into making another run for president, I've decided it's best to give other leaders in the party the opportunity to become our next nominee. Let me give you some of my thinking. First, I'm convinced that with the help of the people on this call, we could win the nomination. Our finance calls made it clear that we'd have enough funding to be more than competitive. And with few exceptions, our field political leadership is ready and enthusiastic about a new race. And the reaction of Republican voters across the country was both surprising and heartening. I know that early poll numbers move up and down a great deal during the campaign, but we would have no doubt started in a strong position. One poll out just today shows me gaining support and leading the next closest contender by nearly 2-1. Also leading in all of the four early states. So I'm convinced that we could win the nomination. But I fully realize it would have been a difficult test and a hard fight. I also believe with the message of making the world safer, providing opportunity for every American, regardless of the neighborhood they live in, and working to break the grip of poverty, I would have the best chance of beating the eventual Democrat nominee. But that's before the other contenders have had the opportunity to take their message to the voters. I believe that one of our next generation of Republican leaders, one who may not be as well known as I am today, one who has not yet taken their message across the country, one who's just getting started, may well emerge as being better able to defeat the Democrat nominee. In fact, I expect and hope that to be the case. I feel that it's critical that America elect a conservative leader to become our next president. You know that I wanted to be that president. But I do not want to make it more difficult for someone else to emerge who may have a better chance of becoming that president. You can't imagine how hard it is for Anna and me to step aside, especially knowing of your support and the support of so many people across the country. But we believe it's for the best of the party and the nation. I've been asked, and will certainly be asked again, if there are any circumstances whatsoever that might develop that could change my mind. That seems unlikely. Accordingly, I'm not organizing a PAC or taking donations. I'm not hiring a campaign team. I encourage all of you on this call to stay engaged in the critical process of selecting a Republican nominee for president. Please feel free to sign up on a campaign for a person who you believe may become our best nominee. I believe a Republican winning back the White House is essential for our country, and I'll do whatever I can to make that happen. So to all my supporters, friends, and family who worked both tirelessly and loyally to support my campaigns in the past, Ann and I will always be deeply appreciative. What you've already done is a tribute to your patriotism. We're overwhelmed and humbled by your loyalty to us, by your generosity of spirit, and by your friendship. God bless you all, and God bless our great country. Bye-bye.